Well, hello everybody.
Hello.
We are officially back with Matter of Fact, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Mia and
Alexia
and
Charlie.
We unfortunately don't have Megan.
Megan
with us
died
today. Megan is not feeling so well, so she's resting
Megan
up.
Megan died 2 weeks ago on the show.
She died
Halloween.
2 weeks ago, and I killed her.
Yeah,
I was the scream.
After I died.
So what was it? So it was Nicola died.
Yeah.
Then you died. No.
Griffin
yes.
died.
Griffin. Oh my God, Griffin died.
And then.
Then you
died
on the street.
I was on the street. I called in and I died.
And then I killed Megan.
Yeah.
And now we're all here.
Yeah.
So
Charlie's the only innocent bystander in this entire
Charlie witnessed.
Who said I was the innocent one? If I'm the only survivor, there's two scream.
Oh, true. There are two.
Yeah. But, you know, Megan's still dead. She hasn't recuperated yet.
Enough ancient history. What do we have on the docket for today?
We got, as always, have a theme for our show today. So if you play along and guess the theme of the song, feel free to call in at the end of the show.
This one's a little bit more difficult to guess,
but I
feel like our conversations always veer towards the theme anyway.
Yeah, so you will hopefully get it.
Yeah.
Again, we will always be accepting calls. That would be super, super awesome.
Yes, try to call during the vocal break.
Yeah, we can talk with you guys, chat a little bit, hang up, you know, the whole shebang. But we got some awesome, awesome music for you. As always, we start our show with No More Like That by coming up next, we got My Honest Face by Inhaler, and then Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest, the 2011 version, as
just
per Charlie's
Charlie.
Request, because we had the 2018 version, but you know.
Yeah, we gotta listen to the better one.
The better one. It's more vibey.
I haven't listened to it all the way through, but I'm sure it will meet up to my expectations.
Oh, it definitely will. But yeah, we got a pretty solid show today.
I am really happy with the music that we have chosen right now.
Yeah.
My show following will also be good. Got a good set list. Mm-hmm. And Holly and Pearl will be in to join us.
Yes, they will be.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that will be super awesome. I'm excited to... Oh, too bad Megan isn't here, because then we would have had the official house reunion.
One day.
Soon. One day.
Pearl's radio debut has been long awaited.
I know.
Hyped to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally here.
And today is the evening. Tonight is the night.
Yes.
Where Pearl will be on the radio.
All right, guys. We will talk to you in two songs.
In two songs.
See you then.
Which is exciting. But
Right now.
But yeah, this is My Honest Face by Inhaler. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. adjacent to your garage. I've seen its marks at the corner of your eyes. Nothing works. Nothing works for everyone. Good stories are bad lies. Good stories are bad lies.
That song always, always gets me.
I love Car Seat Headdress.
My goodness gracious. What a wonderful song. That's a great... Thank you, Charlie, for making us put the 2011
version
instead of the 2018 version. He's having some candy. What are you what are you doing?
He's inspecting it.
He's inspecting... Is it just a wrapper or is it... It's a candy? Wait.
Car Seat Headdress and... Go ahead.
The candy's from...
Wait. Go.
The candy's from a massive bag. Absolutely ginormous bag. That
your mom dropped off because they didn't get any trick-or-treaters.
No, was it's it? From Holly.
No,
it's Holly brought
it. No. So the
dude,
thing is,
I thought it was from your mom, from David and Mamir.
No, so the neighbors, like a house over, had candy that was just sitting out in a bag that said "free, please take." We didn't use any of it, and I didn't grab it because I had to go to school. So and Holly so I took came it. Back. Yeah, Holly brought it into the house.
That's so loud. Yeah, enjoy your sweet tart.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna eat it.
It
now.
Was so great.
Mm.
No, Mamir didn't have as much candy.
But we didn't get any trick-or-treaters this year.
It was really disappointing.
Well, I wasn't there.
Pearl tried to trick us and knocked on the door when they came home.
So did CJ when they showed up to the
kinda,
house.
Kind of evil.
It was a little bit evil.
Preying on our desires to hand out candy.
We got really excited. Charlie literally ran downstairs with the basket. We also had potatoes in there.
Yeah, there were. You guys were gonna give out potatoes.
Give kids
with candy.
Options. Maybe a healthy option.
They were
gonna
cook some potatoes right before they go to bed.
I mean, if you were a kid,
boil some potatoes,
would you pick up a potato for Halloween?
I honestly would.
Option?
I'd be like, look what I got,
I totally would
guys.
Too.
Pull up to school the next morning, like, look what I got, guys.
I would think
I
it's
got
just
a potato.
Funny.
I got a potato last night trick or treating. But no, I wasn't. I was with Holly at a concert, and I like kept texting you guys. I'm like, do you guys have any trick-or-treaters? Oh. And then it was so sad because when I got home, Pearl was like, Pearl, which will be on the next hour, she was like, Charlie was so sad that there weren't any trick-or-treaters because we were going to do this like as a family thing, as the family house type of situation.
Yeah.
Right? But it was sad. And it made me sad that it wasn't there.
I got home and I had assumed that a ton of trick-or-treaters had gotten there. And I was like, oh, guys, where are they?
And then there weren't any.
There
our
was
bag
so
of
much
candy
and potatoes left.
Candy is gone.
And we still have a basket of potatoes in our living room.
True. With Almond Joys because nobody likes Almond Joys.
I've been eating them.
Really? You like Almond Joys?
I like the coconut. I don't like the almond. So I eat the almond first to get it over with, and then I have the coconut.
Okay, good. No wasting. No, I just don't like them. Megan tried offering one to my dad. She opened it.
Did he not like it either?
No, he was like, I just don't want it. I haven't had candy in like a couple months.
Oh, yeah. You know, excuses.
No, he hasn't. Papi, mami, Eva, saludos, los amo. That's my family listening. But no, yeah, my dad was here over the weekend and he was at the house and Megan opened up an Almond Joy and she was like, she didn't want it. And she was like, oh, do you want it? And he was like, actually, I haven't had a piece of candy in a couple months, so no, I'm good. Thank you for offering. But we coming up next,
two songs.
We do have two songs. We got Flawless Execution by Pierce the Veil and then Ride by 21 Pilots.
Throwback.
A couple awesome bangers. So hope you guys enjoy.
See you in a bit.
Thank you. sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my end. I'm on my ride, taking my time on my ride. I die for you, that's easy to say. We have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But there don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
I think I've seen 21 Pilots five times in concert.
Oh my gosh. That was a throwback. We also want to talk about, okay, can we talk about Death of a Bachelor? The album by Panic at the Disco.
That's when I saw them on that tour. You also saw them on that tour.
Separately.
Yeah, the same year. I think it was 2016, 2017, something like that. That was a great album. That was their last good album.
And the actual concert was good too. The visuals was really good.
Yeah.
That was their last good album.
I saw them like a couple years later. I saw them. Yeah, him. He's
one guy now.
I saw him a couple years later when they came out with that really, really, really annoying album.
I don't even know what it's called.
It's called Pray for the Wicked, which came out in 2018. Yeah, Death of a Bachelor came out in 2016, which
horrible
was the tour.
Graphic.
Pray for the Wicked was in 2018. Yeah. And I saw him a couple, like, during that tour. It was bad.
Yeah,
it was
so bad. You know, I hate Brandon Urie as much as the next guy. I gotta give him props for Death of a Bachelor, but we need to give real recognition to the band.
Yeah.
That came before him, Ryan Ross, the rest of the gang, the real songwriters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were solid. They were the backbones.
The first, like, three albums of theirs, so good.
So good. So good. And Death of a Bachelor, too.
One of my favorite bands of all time.
What's that album called? Panic. A
fever you can't sweat out?
No. Oh my God. Too Weird to Live. What is it?
Too Weird to Live, Too Rare to Die.
That one is such a great album.
That one wasn't my favorite, but there were some bangers.
That one and also, what's it called? Here it is. Vices and Virtues.
Yeah.
Banger album. So good. Banger album.
It had to grow
super
on
great.
Me.
Oh my
because
gosh.
Because some
I love
of them
that album.
Were a little too piratey for my liking.
Uh-huh.
But then it grew on me.
Oh, it's so good.
But.
Yeah, but we were talking about that. We were throwing it back.
Yeah,
to
because I you know I hear we hear a lot of hate phase. For Death of a Bachelor, and it's just devastating. Also,
it is pretty devastating.
Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Panic at the Disco,
yeah.
Emo Trinity Gang, yeah. Rise Up, Throwback. Panic, that
oh
was when
God.
I was on Tumblr.
I never had Tumblr.
Supernatural fans, where
Tumblr.
Are you at? Super Hula.
Never saw any of that. But no, I remember I bought. Tickets for my dad and my sister to go see Fall Out Boy, Green Day, and Weezer the summer before I came to college.
Yeah.
During their Hella Mega tour.
Weezer was on tour with Panic when I saw
them.
Oh,
did they open up for Panic?
No.
Oh, Panic opened up for them? Or
it
was
wasn't
it like
really
a,
an
it was
opening,
just an
it was like
equal...
a dual tour because there was like a random opener and then Panic and then Weezer, but I don't think I even made it to Weezer because it was an outdoor venue and it was Thunder and Lightning and we left.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I would...
Who did you go with?
My mom.
Mamir.
Hey, Mamir. She's not listening.
Yeah. Either way, shout out to Mamir. And yeah, if you guys are listening, let us know so we can give you a little shout out.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
The Pierce the Veil song dedicated to Maximus, who is definitely not listening.
Yeah, it's fine.
Come to my art show. We have a gallery.
Oh, we do have a gallery. We have a gallery opening, guys. It's on November 21st. Yes, it's a little close to Thanksgiving break, but it's on, on November 21st at the Mission Hill Galleries of SMFA.
Yes, 160 St. Alphonsus Street, Mission Hill, Boston area. It's the reception is from 5 to 8, but it's going to be up from the 20th to the 21st.
No, to 22nd.
20th to the 22nd.
Reception is the 21st from 5 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
You guys, whoever's listening, if you guys are interested and if you're able to, go.
There's a
and
lot
come
of great
and support
work.
Us.
It's called 2048.
It's called 2048.
There's 10 of us in there, mm-hmm. So there's going to be 10 pieces, and it's for a class. Hi, Charlie.
It's named after the game that they all play in class.
Yes.
Yeah?
It's deeper than that, Charlie.
It's a little deeper than that.
It's a little deeper than that.
But, oh, I was supposed to tell Megan to call in, because right now we're about to listen to Billie Eilish.
It's okay. She can call in the next
Megan,
break
Megan, do you
want to
call in at
it?
Your next break, or at the next break and talk about the song? But, yeah, as I said, coming up. Oh my gosh, we're getting a call. Okay, wait, let me elongate this little song. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, who is this?
This is Nicola.
Hi,
Nicola.
Nicola. What's up, man?
I just wanted to say I have some curse words for you guys for talking about My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco. When I'm not on the show with y'all.
We can talk about it next week. I think I had an emo day over the summer, but none of you guys were here.
That's
we
so
can
sad.
Do part two.
We should do part two emo day, Nicola, so we can come.
We should do that.
Yeah. So we can come and talk about My Chemical Romance and Panic
Nicola,
at the Disco with you.
Talk about Super Hulock. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Cool.
I was there.
Yes.
I was there.
We were there for that.
Yeah.
What if we were internet friends?
You
and we didn't
you guys
know it?
Probably were. You guys probably were. Isn't that crazy to think about?
In a different life, we were internet friends that met up in a random location and were disappointed.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Or we meant to meet up, but we just never fucking did.
Yeah.
No, Nicola! Nicola said a bad word.
Get her out of here.
All right, Nicola, we're hanging up. We're hanging up. We're hanging up. We love you.
Okay, we need to listen to the rest
you.
Of the music.
We love you so
Bye.
Much. Oh my gosh, she just said a bad word on there.
Okay, let's play the next song.
Yeah,
now
we're
off schedule.
We're gonna be playing the next song for you guys.
We're
Everything
so
I Wanted by Billie
schedule.
Eilish and then Harvey by Alex G. See
yes,
you guys
see you.
Soon.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried, nobody even noticed. I saw them standing right there. Kinda thought they might care. I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. But when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change the way that you see yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you. I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak, like I'm not just somebody's daughter. It could have been a nightmare, but it felt like they were right there. And it feels like yesterday was a year ago. But I don't wanna let anybody know, 'cause everybody wants something from me now. I got everything I wanted, but when I wake up, I see you with me. And you say, as long as I'm here, no one can hurt you. Don't wanna lie here, but you can learn to. If I could change yourself, you wouldn't wonder why here they don't deserve you. If I knew it all, then would I do it again? Would I do it again? If they knew what they said would go straight to my head, what would they say instead?
Down from the corner of his mouth, I said.
Well, Alexia, I think it's about that time.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
How beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alexia, for listening, for reading that. But yeah, again, we just listened to Harvey by Alex G.
Yes.
And we are awaiting a call from our dear Megan, because she wanted to talk about her song because she wasn't able to make it on the show today. Because again, she's recovering. She's recovering from a couple weeks ago. So, tick tock. But yeah. Yeah. Some instrumental. there it is. There's the call. Okay.
The song is explicit, so I got the instrumental as a compromise.
All right. Megan?
Oh, hi.
Hey. What's up, Megan?
Hey. So I wanted to explain my song because I know I'm getting a bunch of crap from people listening to the station. But,
not true, but go for it.
Okay. So Billie Eilish. My sister showed me Billie Eilish, and that song in particular, a lot of people, including me, when it first came out 4 years ago, thought that it was about her and like a love interest. But actually, she came out in an interview and said that it was about her and her relationship with her brother, Phineas, who also helps write and produce her music. So that is my little tidbit for the radio. Sorry I wasn't in today.
Megan, that was really beautiful. Yeah, I think it's
all
a really
love,
beautiful story.
Megan.
Yeah, I love that song as well because of that. Because my sister is also a really big Billie Eilish fan, and she told me exactly that about the song. I think it's a really beautiful song. I don't care if people give you crap for Billie Eilish. Ahem, Nicola. Ahem.
Anyways, thank you for letting me say some words. I love you guys.
Thank you for calling in. Megan. Feel better, okay?
Will do.
We'll see you in a bit.
The last song also, Harvey by Alex G. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of my relationship with my brother,
mm-hmm.
and how I kind of took care of him growing up.
Yeah, that's sweet. I had dedicated, well, actually, the next couple of songs are kind of dedicated to my family.
Yeah.
Hinting up on the theme.
Yes.
If anybody...
If
you guys... But coming up next, we got Plástico by Rubén Blades, which is off his album Siembra, which is like my dad's favorite album of all time. And then we got La Murga by Willy Colón and Héctor Lavoe.
Yeah.
Which are two really, really... like important songs to me and my family. yeah, what are you gonna say?
Oh, I don't have anything for my mom because I have something special planned for her in the future.
Oh,
that she will learn about shortly.
Yeah, and she actually has to tune in.
Oh yeah, listen, she's never gonna do that. She goes to bed at 9 p.m.
We need Mamir to tune in to a show.
I think the night of the gallery opening, we should have her as a guest.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. I think that would be so awesome.
All right, let's listen to the next song.
Yeah, let's listen.
See you guys
this
at the
Plástico.
Final break.
See you guys soon.
Chica plástica, de esas que veo por ahí, de esas que cuando se agitan sudan Chanel No. 3.
que sueñan casarse con un doctor, pues él puede mantenerlas mejor. No le hablan a nadie si no es su igual, a menos que sea fulano de tal. Son lindas, delgadas, de buen vestir, de mirada esquiva y falso reír. Él era un muchacho plástico, de esos que veo por ahí, con la peinilla en la mano y cara de yo no fui. De los que por tema en conversación discuten qué marca de carro es mejor, de los que prefieren el no comer por las apariencias que hay que tener para andar elegantes y así poder una chica plástica recoger. ¿Qué falló? Era una pareja plástica, de esas que veo por ahí. Él pensando solo en dinero, ella en la moda en París, aparentando lo que no son, viviendo en un mundo de pura ilusión, diciendo a su hijo de 5 años, no juegues con niños de color extraño, ahogados en deudas para mantener su estatus social en modo cóctel. ¿Qué fallo? Era una ciudad de plástico, de esas que no quiero ver, de edificios cancerosos y un corazón de oro bel, donde en vez de un sol amanece un dólar, donde nadie ríe, donde nadie llora, con gente de rostros de poliéster que escuchan sin oír y miran sin ver, gente que vendió por comodidad su razón de ser y su libertad. Latino, oye hermano, oye amigo, nunca vendas tu destino por el oro ni la comodidad. Nunca descanses, pues nos falta andar bastante. Vamos todos adelante para juntos terminar con la ignorancia que nos trae sugestionados con modelos importados que no son la solución. No te dejes confundir, busca el fondo y su razón. Recuerda, se ven las caras, pero nunca el corazón. No te dejes confundir, busca el fondo y su razón. Recuerda, se ven las caras, pero nunca el corazón. Recuerda, se ven las caras y jamás el corazón. Y allí regresaremos, como dice la canción.
Se ven las caras, se ven las caras, vaya, pero nunca el corazón.
Recuerda que el plástico se derrite si le da de lleno el sol.
Se ven las caras, se ven las caras, vaya, pero nunca el
latino, de una raza unida,
se ven las caras,
otoño. Siembra. Panamá.
Presente.
Puerto Rico.
Presente.
México.
Presente.
Venezuela.
Presente.
Perú.
Presente.
República Dominicana.
Presente.
Cuba.
Presente.
Costa Rica.
Presente.
Colombia.
Presente.
Honduras.
Presente.
Ecuador.
Presente.
Bolivia.
Presente.
Argentina.
Presente.
Nicaragua sin Somoza.
Presente.
El barrio.
Presente.
La esquina.
Presente.
Well, we are finally welcomed by our esteemed guests for the evening, which are
Holly and Pearl.
Hello, yeah. Guys. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you for joining us at the last couple minutes of our hour.
You've been baptized.
You have been baptized.
Truly. This is more special than, I think, a christening.
Whoa, getting controversial already.
Yeah.
Gotta spice up the broadcast.
What have you guys been up to?
We were watching It's Always Sunny.
Oh.
As per usual.
Nice.
We actually got a lot of dirty looks on campus.
Oh my god, yeah.
What? Why?
Guys aren't allowed to be silly anymore. We were laughing too loud.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, a guy gave us the most severe stink eye I think we've ever gotten ever in the world of all time.
What? Probably some weird frat dude.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oops.
We also got two adults. Don't know why they were on campus, but they also looked at us.
Grown adults.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at us weird on a college campus? You're weird for being on a college campus.
Don't even be here. Yeah, it's when you see kids, and it's like, what do these kids have having any business being here?
No, literally. Okay, but my mom was a professor, and I would chill in her office heavy,
yeah.
And her students would take me to their dorm so I could see their hamster.
Yeah, didn't like my
silence. Really? Oh, gosh.
But then the student was like, I like to feed the hamster M&Ms, and I got really upset because I knew that wasn't good for them. And I was like, I can never go back.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
Exiled from school.
But yeah, we've reached our segment of the show where you guys can call in and guess the theme.
Yes.
For the show.
The theme for the show.
So if you know the theme for the show,
please give us a call.
Please give us a call right now. At 915,
nope.
855-915-9636.
Yes.
Once again, 855-915-9636.
And then if you don't call in the next minute, we are going to
reveal it.
Reveal it and then skip to the next song because we're a little bit off schedule at some point. But
yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We're good.
It's fine. But yeah. You guys are going to be on for the whole next hour with Charlie.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to be so real.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We do have a lot of stuff to talk about.
I contributed songs.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just saying earlier how it would have been awesome to have Megan on. But Megan wasn't. We were feeling under the weather.
Damn.
So, but
is she listening?
Yeah, she is listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan. Hey,
Megan. We miss you, Megan.
We do miss you, Megan. But soon we will have a house show.
Yippee.
House show.
All right.
Call
one
in, call in,
more
call in.
855-915-9636. Yeah.
Come on, guys. We know you're listening.
Yes.
Right? Like we know you are
how many
we
listeners
can see,
do we have?
We can see that 18 of you guys are currently
18
listening.
18 people are listening
negative
right now.
Negative 2 listeners.
That would suck.
That
would really
hurt.
This will be WMFO in half an hour when it's my turn.
Wrong. My sibling and their cat are going to listen.
That is plus 2 listeners.
Well, coming up to a sum of 0.
Right. What about Amina Meckel Sam?
Oh,
Amina Meckel Sam, avid listener.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Number one fanboy.
Guys,
salutes
to... We are going to reveal our theme because we are not receiving any calls and
we have to skip
to the next song.
All right, drum
Ready?
Roll, please. And our theme
is family.
Our theme is family for tonight.
Our family.
We had a little family moment.
Yes.
If nobody got it, because we mentioned family 50 times.
Yeah,
show,
guys.
So.
It's, I mean, come on. But this time it was a little obvious because I talked about my family.
Yeah. Yeah. But our theme was family. We chose songs that, reminded us of our family.
The gang, whether it be good or bad.
Yeah.
I guess, do you want to skip to the next song so Charlie can get on?
We can.
So we can hear it all the way through.
We could.
Phoebe Bridgers.
It is a good last song.
Oh,
so
shit.
What do you say we end this talk break early then?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Well.
We'll see you guys
literally
in
5 minutes.
5 minutes on
Charlie's
show.
Most likely 5 minutes on Charlie's
show. Keep listening. This has been Matter of Fact with...
Oh, with Mia and...
Alexia and...
Charlie.
And...
Holly.
I'm
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Home Radio.
Thank you guys for listening. Same.
Let's go out with a bang.
Same hour next week. We'll be here.
Bye.
See ya. We're-